Imbalance. 20 things you're doing which throw your life out of balance. Do you feel dissatisfied with your life? Does it always feel as though you're leaving something important undone? Are there not enough hours in the day to accomplish everything you wish you could? If any of this sounds familiar, it's probably because your life is out of balance. When you don't have a good work-life balance, it's easy to spend your time doing too much of one thing, such as work, to the exclusion of everything else, spending time with people you love and accomplishing your goals. Unfortunately, this is pretty common. It becomes very easy to put all our energy into one thing simply because it feels important. We don't realize how much we shortchange ourselves by not giving ourselves the occasional chance to have a break or reconnect. Let's look at the most common ways you might be throwing your life out of balance, along with some ideas for how to fix this. You don't use a calendar or to-do list. You make the most of your time when you create a plan regarding how you want to use it. By setting goals and giving yourself deadlines, milestones, or even just blocks of time to accomplish what you want, you'll find it much easier to address everything you need to do, be it for work or for personal gain. You live in the future. When you worry about outcomes, you're time traveling to the future and seeing failure. This increases stress levels and tears down good intentions to get things done. To combat this imbalance, stay in the moment and concentrate on what you can do now to make the most of your day. You have the wrong priorities. You're never going to be able to do everything you'd like to in the day, meaning you need to pick and choose the items that will give you the most balance in your life. This means having a mix of work, socialization, and fun. You run into trouble when you set the wrong priorities and miss out on the most important items. Focus on what really matters and you'll feel happier about how you spend your time. You're too distracted. Too much clutter and interruptions. These are kinds of things that can knock your day off balance. Avoid dealing with things that waste your time and keep you from being productive by dealing with potential problems before you begin. For example, clean up your desk before settling into work. Set boundaries with those around you so you have uninterrupted work time. You're going nonstop. Sometimes we think we're making the most of our time when we press without stopping. Unfortunately, all this does is skew your schedule to one kind of activity, not leaving time for anything else. This leads to burnout very quickly. It's better to take the occasional break or scheduled times throughout the day to stretch, interact with others, or address other needs. You bring work home. Your boss probably loves when you can get extra work in over the weekend. Your family, not so much. To avoid an imbalance between work and family, keep the boundaries intact by setting guidelines regarding these situations. If you can't avoid working a few extra hours sometimes, try to find other ways to make up for it if you can. This will help rebalance the situation. You're confusing quality time and quantity time. We sometimes think we must divide our time between work and home. Balance isn't as mathematical as you might think. The goal is to spend quality time in everything you do. By making the most of where you are, you'll never feel you missed out on what's important. You've set aside your hobbies. Taking time for yourself is hard when you have so many other things pulling at you, but a balanced life requires downtime if you want to stay physically and mentally healthy. Indulging in hobbies helps feed your need for enjoyment and relaxation, helping you stay in balance. Your kids are overbooked. How in the world are you supposed to spend quality time with your family when they're never around? To keep your family life in balance, try limiting outside activities to keep them from taking over. This has the added benefit of helping keep your kids' lives in balance as well. After all, they need family time too. You aren't using your vacation time. It might seem like you're doing something noble by not taking a vacation, but you're really just shortchanging yourself while at the same time creating an imbalance. We all need time off to replenish resources. Vacation is meant for leisure, social, and family time. It's meant to bring relationships back into balance. If you're worried about spending money on vacation, a staycation can be equally satisfying with a little creativity. You let failure derail you. We all make mistakes. Don't let disaster knock you off balance and keep you from trying again in an area where it's important to keep moving forward. The better outcome would be to take time to learn from the mistake and use this as an opportunity to learn for the next try. You wait for the other person to make the first move. Social interactions can be complicated. The problem is, in every relationship, someone usually makes the first move to set up a time together or even to call and chat. This is a definite imbalance in the relationship. Why wait? To balance your social life, reach out to those you love when you need them instead of waiting for them to reach for you first. You lack what you need. How can you stay balanced when you lack necessary items that force you to prioritize one thing? The problem is this kind of situation leads to a lot of stress. While times like this might be necessary occasionally, keep this from becoming a regular problem by working to head off these situations before they occur. Sometimes all it takes is a little planning to keep things on track. You're listening to the wrong people. Our friends and coworkers might mean well, but they don't always understand the situation. So while you're trying to keep things in balance, they're busy pulling the rug out from under you by telling you how you're likely to fail or are finding ways to derail you from your purpose. The solution? Choose your advisors carefully. Only listen to those who have your best interests at heart and understand your goals in finding balance. You're downplaying the importance of sleep, exercise, and eating right. When time feels tight, self-care is one of those places where we cut corners to get other things done. But while takeout or cutting sleep might seem like a quick solution, the damage these things do to your body isn't worth the trade-off. A balanced life includes taking care of yourself. You're letting guilt run the show. If you're feeling bad about not getting things done, these feelings can suck you down into a vortex of emotion which will keep you from getting anything else done. Avoid wallowing in guilt by reminding yourself you're doing your best. You've let your spiritual life slip. If you're the sort to follow any religion or spirituality, neglecting your soul can easily make you feel as though your life isn't in balance. Take time for prayer, worship services, meditation, or whatever your faith dictates to maintain the mind, body, and soul balance. Your needs shifted. Sometimes we lose balance just because we no longer have the same priorities. This happens often as you continue to grow and change. Don't panic if this is the cause of imbalance, as it's very normal. Consider it a signal to rebalance and find a new normal. You've forgotten what you're fighting for. When you lose your vision of the future, keeping your life in balance is impossible. We all need meaning and purpose in life, which is why it's so important to have dreams and goals you're working toward. To keep in balance, remember to revisit these goals often and take from them the energy and impetus to keep going. You forgot it's supposed to be fun. Balancing your life is about the journey, not the destination, regardless of how it sounds. Every day you'll need to rebalance yourself and find your center repeatedly. This is part of exploring who you are and stepping toward who you're becoming. By keeping in mind that this journey is supposed to be fun, you'll be able to relax and enjoy the process. This, more than anything, is what's going to keep you in balance.